This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tomorrow is a huge day in the Gladstone region.
Yes, it's finally Oktoberfest right here at the GECC. If you haven't got your tickets yet, you can head to our Facebook page. There is a link there if you want to grab some last-minute ticks.
Absolutely.
But yesterday, we were very, very lucky to head over to Sick Puppy Brewery.
Yep.
And meet up with Dean, the head brewer there, to talk about our gluten-reduced German beer.
Yep. We pick up the conversation as we enter the brewery because we had a lot of questions about exactly how our beer's been going.
We're in the brewery, the Sick Puppy Brewery, right now with our head brewer, Dean. And Dean, we've come here for a very special moment. We've come here to see our beer be poured and see it labelled, and we've done both of those things. Was it a special moment for you as it was for us?
It's always special seeing you guys.
Yeah, that's a very political answer.
We've got the labels here. This is the gluten tar beer that the people of Central Queensland have asked for. How much of this beer is going to be available? Because it is limited edition on Saturday. The only time that you can try it is at Oktoberfest. How many beers do you reckon, if we're talking limited edition, what are the numbers approximately?
Oh, it is going to be tight. I'd say, just quick calculations, we're probably looking at, what do you think, 50, 60 schooners?
60. Wow.
So 60 people. That's a good limited
edition. This is very exclusive.
That's like if there was a VIP movie, there's only 60 seats.
Right.
So this is very, very
exclusive.
So
you have to get down quick because, I mean, probably, you know, by the time Oktoberfest is halfway through, we're probably going to have run out of our CQ beer.
Are you happy with what we've produced? Because obviously the gluten reduced is one of the main things that Sick Puppy Brewery aligns itself with, and we've been very excited about that, hence the name Gluten Tug.
Yep, fits
and
perfectly.
And now we obviously wanted to do something a bit German to match Oktoberfest, which you've never done before. So
no,
we had to combine those things, which has never happened before.
It's worked out pretty well. I think it's not a style that I'm used to making, but after having a taste with you guys today, I think it's very true to style, so I think we fit the nail on the head.
Is there, because obviously it's about getting the German style into Oktoberfest, but is there the hint of your Sick Puppy beer, your Sick Puppy Brewery brand, that you can go, yes, that's us,
that's
me.
But if we were German.
I've tried to really concentrate on the German aspect, so I think every beer we make is going to have a little bit of Sick Puppy in it just because of the gluten intolerance aspect. So we've still got that in place, but we've really tried to concentrate on a multi-lager that suits the Oktoberfest theme.
It honestly, taking a sip of our Gluten Tag beer, it feels like I'm in the middle of Munich. I've just had a pork knuckle, and I'm just about to order my second pretzel for the day. That's what it tasted like.
Well, excellent. The only way you can feel those exact things and those exact symptoms is come to Oktoberfest this Saturday. Well, it's tomorrow now. It is tomorrow now.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, Dean, so you're going to be there with us tomorrow?
I will be there, yeah, definitely.
All right, awesome. Well, I guess the next time you'll be hearing about Sick Puppy Brewery and Gluten Tag is on the day. So
maybe slightly slurred.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.